Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events. So, first of all, can you tell me, are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or as something else?
Democrat.
Okay, got it. Now, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, can you please tell me your age?
70.
70, okay, thank you so much. Now, in Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African-American, Anglo or White, or Hispanic. So, how would you describe yourself?
White.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
In Florida or nationwide?
In Florida.
I think they're headed in the wrong direction.
Okay. Now, thinking about the elections for Congress, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. And would you say that you will definitely vote for Democrat or just lean toward the Democrat?
Definitely vote Democrat.
Okay, got it. Now, I would like to read you, I would like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations that you may have heard. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. And if you don't recognize one of them, that's okay, and just let me know. Here is the first one. Democrats in Congress.
Pick favorable or unfavorable, is that right?
Yes.
Favorable.
And is that very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Then we have Project 2025.
Unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Okay. The next one is Joe Biden.
What are the categories again?
Yes, the categories are very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Okay. Then we have Thomas Colifux.
I'm sorry, who again? Sorry.
Yes, Thomas Colifux.
I couldn't understand you on that one. I'm sorry.
Thomas?
Thomas?
Yes, Thomas Colifux.
I don't know.
Okay, got it. Then we have Republicans in Congress.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Then we have Donald Trump.
I like him favorable. I like his personality, but I don't like his tactics. So, I mean, his political views. But I like him personally, but I'm going to have to say somewhat very unfavorable, I guess.
I'm sorry, did you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Yes, very unfavorable.
Oh, okay, got it. Then we have Ron DeSantis.
Unknown, I don't know that person.
Okay. And the last one is Darren Soto.
Darren Soto? I'm not sure who that is.
Okay. Now, thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't know that person, sorry.
Okay, got it. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for the United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mercer Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Debbie.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for the United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Califox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Probably Soto.
Okay. And as you may know, there will be also amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And this is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability on when or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. So, would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I'm not totally sure. I heard everything you were saying, but you can put down, I totally support abortion.
Okay, so you will vote yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one is Colonel Thomas Califox is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for 30 years. Colonel Califox will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Califox will take his experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. And then we have Darren Soto, is the current congressman for the Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands healthcare for veterans, exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security to make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. Now, if the election for the United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Califox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Soto.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Securing our border, tackling crime and improving public safety, bringing down rent prices, ending the gun violence epidemic, making healthcare affordable for working families, lowering inflation and gas prices, improving A4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, protecting Social Security and Medicare, making owning a home more affordable, promoting traditional values in schools, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, protecting reproductive freedom, or lowering grocery prices?
Block. Drug prices, I would imagine.
Okay.
Lowering drug prices, probably. I think that was one of them.
Okay, got it. And which is the next most important issue?
I'm sorry, say that one again, please.
Yes. Which is the next most important issue?
Okay. You mean after that list you read me?
Yes, it's the same list. I don't know if you want me to read it again.
No, probably gun violence.
Gun violence, okay. Just give me 1 second. Okay, now let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate. Will it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or will it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? And here's the first one. Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has robbed home teams of millions of dollars for local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry.
I would say convincing, very convincing, probably.
Okay. Then we have Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone.
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
Do you say he opposes that?
Yes.
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Thomas Kalafux will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies.
Convincing.
And is that very or somewhat convincing?
Convincing. Yeah, very convincing.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Thomas Kalafux is a fiscal conservative who will rein into out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
Okay. I'm sorry, but I've got to end the conversation. I got to do something right now, okay?
We can program a call back later on. I don't know if you're okay with...